Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to go back in time. Not like Back to the Future with Huey Lewis in the news.
Mm. Oh, the America's Greatest Party
America's
Band.
Party Band.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Who else would it be?
I can't think of one. No, this is a high school history test. Can you pass it? We'll all find out together. Mm. Now, we could all take each question together and do that. Or I could give each of them to you. Each question could go to one individual. So that person has a chance to shine.
I like that. So we combine our efforts. We're like Voltron of history.
No, I said to one person, not combine your efforts.
Right.
Right. But our combined score.
Oh, so can the show pass a test together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who would like to go first?
Me.
Big mistake. What was the order of the hierarchy in European feudalism?
What?
The first one's a lot harder than some of the others. What was the order of the hierarchy in European feudalism?
Oh, sure. You got a king, then queen, then bishop, and then rook.
No, it's not chess pieces, but you're on the right idea.
It's military?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. King is the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Safe bet.
Maitland.
Monarchy is at the top, right?
The king.
Right. Then there's the bourgeoisie. And then there's the proletariat.
And then the Illuminati.
Okay.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're combining
the proletariat
different countries.
Comes from Marxism.
Yeah.
And the communism was counting on the dictatorship of the proletariat.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Sounded good to me.
It sounded great to me.
The bourgeoisie,
I got this.
I enjoyed that a lot. Now, you're in the right track. Anybody else?
We're looking at, like, king, duke, eventually, like, dropping down to serf and peasant.
King is first, peasant is last.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so I got the bookends. I got the alpha and the omega.
The other
How many
two,
are in the middle?
Two, knight and noble. What are the orders?
A noble would be over a knight.
King, noble, knight, peasant.
All right, we got it.
You got
one.
For one.
There you one
go.
For one. Good job.
Kelly,
yep.
Which event sparked the beginning of World War I in 1914?
That would be Germany and Russia. Germany going after
It's
Russia.
Not so much an event as just two nations that you named.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Would you like a multiple choice?
Sure.
Okay.
The signing of the Treaty of Versailles?
No, that would be the end.
The attack on Pearl Harbor?
Nope, that's World War II.
The bombing of Hiroshima?
Nope, that's World War II.
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
That.
What?
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
I just wanted to see if you remembered it enough to say it back to me. And you did. Congratulations.
Yes!
2 for 2.
Man, we are killing it.
Hot Wings, who was the president of the United States at the beginning of the Cold War?
At the beginning of the Cold War, would have been Harry S. Truman.
Hot Wings is correct.
Nice job, bud.
Yeah. Thanks. You mean all of us are correct?
Yes.
We win together, we lose together.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. You're all correct.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, how's your history?
I love history.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the Communist Manifesto?
Oh, that's Karl Marx.
Correct. Along with Friedrich Engels.
Oh, lost to history. It's old, good old Friedrich Engels.
Nobody talks about Engels.
Mate. No, you never want to come second in that.
In what country was the fascist party and government formed?
Italy?
Yes.
Yes.
How stoked are you nice that job. You nailed that one on the first try?
Pretty stoked.
I'd be pretty stoked. Steve.
Yes.
After the fall of Rome, who moved the capital from Rome to Byzantium?
Ooh.
Who have you narrowed it down to? Caesar and Brian Dunkelman?
I was going to say Caesar.
Okay.
I mean, it's got to be Julius Caesar, right? Yes?
No.
No.
Nope, it's not.
Dunkelman.
Well, let me give you a multiple choice. Nero, Constantine, Augustus, and Caesar.
Oh, those are all good ones. Well, I know it's not Caesar, so I'm going to go...
Maybe that was a trick.
Constantine.
Correct.
Yes.
Whoa.
Nice job, guys.
We're doing
pretty good. Guys are on fire.
It wasn't Nero because he's the one who watched Rome burn while he fiddled, right? Isn't that the old adage?
That's the phrase. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
What a douche.
Yeah. Useless.
He's a total douche, Nero. That's what history said.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine like you're just hanging out and your neighbor's house catches on fire and you pull out a fiddle.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be cool.
Yeah. You know, 1,000 years of Roman rule or whatever, and you're sitting there playing The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
You think that's what he's playing?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Just, yeah. Well, Constantine sits over on a hill just going, oh, this is going to be great because they're going to kill him. And then I'm going to move the capital.
Kelly.
Yes.
Fiddle the gold against your soul. Yeah. I think this country's better than you.
And he lost.
Who was the leader of the Soviet Union, Kelly, during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962?
His name, sorry, was he's the bad. He's a really bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Starts with an M.
Michael.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mark. Manny.
Nope.
Not only does his name.
I think I know who you're thinking of.
Not start with an M. What are you have multiple choices here?
Uh huh.
Can you give them to me?
Right now, my multiple choices are to give you the choices or to let you languish, and I'm choosing languish because I want to know who this
Stalin.
M name is. That does not start with an M.
No, it doesn't.
That is not correct.
No.
Oh.
Who's the M one? Were you thinking of Mikhail?
I can't.
Mussolini?
Yes.
Italy.
But that's Italy. So I'm like, no, that's definitely not Soviet or Russian of any kind.
He was born in Italy, but then, you know, eventually immigrated to Russia.
Mm-hmm. When? After they hung him? Mm-hmm. After the end of World War II?
Yeah.
Because he got really hung.
Very
like the most hung.
Like super
like
hung.
Like super publicly hung.
Yeah.
I think by his neck, then his testicles.
Where's Mussolini? Ah, he's just hanging out in the square.
Yeah. Okay, so you said Stalin. It's not Stalin. No. Your remaining choices are Khrushchev, Lenin, Gorbachev.
Khrushchev? Is that right? Yeah.
Steve.
Khrushchev, however you say it.
Correct!
Yeah.
You guys are nailing this. So far, you haven't gotten any wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the UN and hit the podium with his shoe.
He did.
A crazy lunatic.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
The Battle of Waterloo in 1815 served as the final defeat of which military leader?
Oh, that is Napoleon Bonaparte.
Correct. Tommy, which European explorer is credited with discovering the sea route to India, which then began the Age of Exploration?
Ooh, that is. Oh, no, he went around the bottom of Africa. Are there multiple choice options?
Yes.
Can I have some?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Pizza or ice cream?
Ice cream.
All day. All day.
Christopher Columbus.
No.
Ferdinand Magellan.
Yep, that's the one.
Vasco da Gama.
Nope, it's Magellan.
James Cook. You believe it's Magellan?
It is.
You Jellin? Like Magellan?
I'm Jellin.
It's not Magellan.
No. What?
No. Is it Vasco de Costco or whatever his name is?
It is not Vasco de Costco.
Is it James Cook, huh?
I'm just saying it's not Vasco de Costco.
Oh.
Vasco de Costco is not a thing.
Yeah. He's the.
Yeah, he brought back spices in bulk.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. He was the one that deemed $1.50 hot dog and Pepsi.
Yep. He brought back all the spices and a 200 pack of whitey tighty under a ruse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first idiots were just bringing back teaspoons at a time. Idiot. I wish you bring a whole ship.
It was Vasco da Gama.
It's me, man. Vasco de Costco.
Let you guys down. I'm so sorry. Broke the record.
Maitland, dividing East and West Germany, the Berlin Wall was constructed in which year? 56, 61, 64, 71.
Uh-huh.
Just go ahead and say the answer.
Uh-huh. Give me those years again.
Sure. 56, 61. Reset the website page.
You said 64 and 71, I think you said.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm going to go 64.
I got to find it again. The answer is 19, not 64.
71. 71.
Incorrect.
Mm.
It still counts, so if you get it, unless you get it the last one.
The 51.
You want to go 61 or 56? What's your choice?
56.
56.
That's wrong.
Who?
61. So you guessed all the answers except the correct ones, so that's one wrong for the group. You're now still passing the high school history test.
Oh, we're still crushing it.
Signed in 1494, I'm not going to lie. I have never heard what I'm about Like, I think I'm a decent student of history. I don't know what this is. Signed in 1494, the Treaty of Tordesillas, probably not pronounced right, divided newly discovered lands outside of Europe between which two countries? Steve,
what?
Is it England and France, the Netherlands and Italy, France and Italy, or Spain and Portugal?
Hmm. Ooh.
I'm going to say Spain and Portugal.
Why are you saying that?
Well, they're right next to each other.
And Christopher Columbus was sailing at that time, and wasn't he from Portugal but sailed for Spain or vice versa?
He's from Italy.
I think he was.
Right?
From Italy, but...
But he flew under the Spanish flag.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think he flew. I think it was more floating.
Well, he flew across the water. Do you know how fast his ships were?
Super I don't.
Quick.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like, oh, man, Columbus is hour. Flying. You see how fast he made it?
Steve, you're right. Spain and Portugal.
Mm-hmm. I think because, like you said, what did you say?
Tortillas.
Tortillas. Yeah, that's like tortilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not tortellini. Like
so it makes sense. And it's similar to tortuga, too. It sounds very much
that's
like
turtle.
Like tortoise and turtle.
Okay, Kelly, this one is something you're always talking about.
All right.
We're always like, blah, blah,
come on, Kelly.
The Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution were campaigns initiated by which leader? Is it Mao Zedong, Ho Chi Minh, Deng Xiaoping, or Chiang Kai-shek?
I'm just going to go with the first one because I have no idea.
You say Mao Zedong.
I'm assuming this is when Asia, parts of Asia opened up their docks to foreign exchange, right? Is this what we're talking about, the Great Leap Forward?
And the Cultural Revolution?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the first guy. I really don't know, but I'm assuming that's the Great Leap Forward.
You are correct. I don't know if you're correct for the right reasons at all, but you are definitely correct. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh,
that's
excellent. That's very good. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Chairman Mao, I've heard of that guy. He seemed powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was in a Billy Joel song.
If I remember right, there have been more posters of him sold than any other poster, because when he was in charge, everyone carried a poster on a stick of him wherever they went.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a parade.
Seems terribly inconvenient.
Yeah.
It's that one, then Farrah Fawcett. And then the beer frogs from Budweiser. Budweiser.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to.
Three biggest posters.
Argue about that. Yeah.
Real toss up, though.
Triumvirate.
Chairman Mao. Farrah Fawcett. Budweiser frogs.
Budweiser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.